Well, sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, a landmark goal sends Liverpool to the top of the English Premier League.
Gerrard with a penalty, right-footed, scores. It is a club record for Steven Gerrard. He has scored in 15 successive league seasons, overtaking Billy Liddle as Liverpool to the top of the Barclays Premier League.
As Manchester United and City both put last week's defeats behind them.
Aguero stares at the ball. Here he comes, right-footed. It's lowered to the goalkeeper's left, but it squirms past the outstretched yellow glove of Tim Howard and in off the bottom of the post into the back of the net to make it 3-1 to Manchester City.
And Sebastian Vettel claims pole position for the Korean Grand Prix. Liverpool head the Premier League table after a 3-1 win against Crystal Palace. They're a point ahead of Arsenal, who play West Bromwich Albion on Sunday. Reporting from Anfield, the BBC's Ian Dennis.
It was the partnership of Sturridge and Suarez that spearheaded Liverpool's rise to the top. The pair have shed 16 goals now when they've been on the pitch at the same time, both hitting the target today. Suarez stretched for the first after 13 minutes, and then a fine finish 4 minutes later from Sturridge added a second. They look threatening with their understanding and movement off the ball. Gerrard scored in the league for a 15th successive season, a club record from the penalty spot. Moses hit the bar. Spironi was certainly kept busy in that first half. Palace did cause Liverpool a few problems. Mignolet made a reflex save from Kebe, while Gale headed in a consolation 14 minutes from time, but still no points on the road for Palace, but Liverpool still on track as they set the pace.
Well, the Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers was delighted with the performance.
Well, it's a great credit to the players. Their mentality to improve has been excellent, and I think in the opening seven games we haven't hit anywhere near the level performance wise that we'd want to, but what we've shown is that we can win games even when we don't play our best. And as I said, I thought today the first half, you know, we got three goals and maybe could have had some more, but overall I'm delighted with the response this season. And as I said, we just we just go into each game looking to perform well and win, and that's obviously what we've done.
Two goals from the 18-year-old Belgian winger Adnan Yazizai helped Manchester United to fight back against Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. The home side scored in the first 5 minutes of the game, but United came back strong in the second half to take all 3 points, Mike Sewell reports.
A young Mark Robins is credited with saving Sir Alex Ferguson's job during the early years of his tenure, and though David Moyes' sticky start is not on the same scale, it took a teenager making his first Premier League start to take the heat off the new Manchester United manager. 18-year-old Belgian Adnan Yazizai struck twice in 6 second-half minutes to rescue United from what would have been a potentially title-ending defeat. Craig Gardner's 5th-minute goal had energised Sunderland to the point where United had to rely on an outstanding save by David De Gea to stop them going 2-0 down by half-time. 10 minutes after the break, though, Yazizai started and ended a move to equalise before unleashing an exquisite volley to win the game on the hour.
And the Manchester United manager David Moyes was full of praise for the teenage Yazizai.
This is a boy of 18 years old. This isn't a boy who's even 20 or 21. This is a boy who, when I came in, everybody told me about, we took him on tour, he was terrific on tour. So I knew we had a real talent. And I've got to say, he's got better since he's come back from the tour. I've watched him every training session, and really, I would have put him in the teams 3 or 4 weeks ago. But just for different reasons, the moment just wasn't quite right.
Manchester City recovered from their 2 successive defeats in the Premier League and European Champions League with a 3-1 win at home to Everton, ending the visitors' unbeaten start to the season. Alvaro Negredo and Sergio Aguero scored for City, with the other given as an own goal by the Everton keeper Tim Howard following an Aguero penalty. Romelu Lukaku scored for the visitors. Well, the victory takes City to third in the table. Joe Hart's recent poor form dominated the pre-match talk, but the City manager Manuel Pellegrini felt he did enough in the game to answer some of his critics.
He had the character to play today. It was not easy for him after what happened last Wednesday. He knows perfectly he didn't play well, and maybe has a lot of the responsibility also, but not only Joe Hart, the whole team, and the whole team had, including Joe Hart, had today the character to win.
The French international Loic Remy scored twice
to win.
The French international Loic Remy scored twice for Newcastle to help them to a 2-1 win against Cardiff. Peter Andre-Mouy scored Cardiff's consolation goal. The victory helped ease some pressure on the Newcastle manager Alan Pardew after 2 successive defeats.
So I think when strikers feel comfortable in an environment and they feel settled, which I think he does, then you can produce your best football. And I think he's enjoying it here. And there were two slide rule finishes that only top draw players can do.
Elsewhere, Darren Bent's 83rd minute goal gave Fulham a 1-0 win over Stoke, just their second win of the season. The game between Hull and Aston Villa finished goalless. In Spain, a deflected shot from Cristiano Ronaldo in the fourth minute of stoppage time earned Real Madrid a 3-2 win at Levante. They stay third. Barcelona remained top after a 4-1 win against Real Valladolid. Two goals from Francesco Totti helped Roma to a 3-0 win over Inter Milan in Serie A. That puts them 5 points clear of Napoli and Juventus, who play on Sunday. The European champions Bayern Munich are top of the Bundesliga for the first time this season after a 1-1 draw at Bayer Leverkusen. Borussia Dortmund, the previous leaders, suffered a 2-0 shock defeat at Borussia Mönchengladbach. And Monaco opened up a 3-point cushion at the top in France with a 2-1 victory over Saint-Étienne. Their nearest rivals Paris Saint-Germain and Marseille play each other on Sunday. In the African Champions League, Esperance of Tunisia drew 0-0 with the South African side Orlando Pirates in the first leg of the semi-finals in Soweto. The other match between Cotton Sport of Cameroon and Al Ahly of Egypt was abandoned after heavy rain in Cameroon. It will now be played on Sunday. To Formula One, and Sebastian Vettel, who's closing in on his fourth world title, has claimed pole position for Sunday's Korean Grand Prix. In qualifying, Vettel was more than 0.2 of a second faster than the Mercedes of Lewis Hamilton. His main rival for the title, Fernando Alonso, starts from fifth in his Ferrari. Vettel leads Alonso by 60 points in the standings, with 5 races to go after this weekend's event. The German's looking for his 8th win of the season and his 4th in a row, having dominated recent races from the start.
If that plan works tomorrow, just to disappear, then that would be nice, but it's difficult here. It's short distance to turn one, but then a long distance after that to the next hairpin and to the next hairpin, so tricky to get it right. You never know what's best, which position is best to turn in to the first corner, so we'll find out tomorrow. Obviously you have some sort of things in your head, but I think I just try to get the best start possible and then see what we can do.
Well, Alonso was more than 0.8 of a second slower than Vettel, and the Spaniard is realistic about his chances.
This weekend we are not particularly strong, also in the race pace. Yesterday we saw some problems in the pace, so a little bit less optimistic in terms of winning the race or podium finishes for tomorrow, but we will try our best. I think the start, there is a very short space to turn one, so we will do all our attacks in turn 3, turn 4, that there is always some action in this race, and we see what we can do, but we know that we will struggle also tomorrow.
In boxing, the world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko has retained his WBA, IBF, WBO and IBO titles. He scored a unanimous points win over Russia's Alexander Povetkin in Moscow, knocking his opponent down 4 times. It was Povetkin's first defeat in 27 fights. Klitschko takes his record to 61 wins and 3 defeats. New Zealand have secured the Southern Hemisphere's Rugby Union Championship after coming from behind to beat South Africa 38-27 at Ellis Park in Johannesburg. It's the first time the All Blacks have won at the ground in 16 years. Liam Messam scored 2 tries for New Zealand, with Ben Smith, Bowden Barrett and Kieran Reid adding 1 each. Brian Habana ran in 2 tries for the Springboks, Uluru and Jean de Villiers added the others. Well, just time for our top story again. Liverpool are a point clear of Arsenal at the top of the English Premier League after a 3-1 win over Crystal Palace. Arsenal play West Bromwich Albion on Sunday. Elsewhere, Manchester City beat Everton 3-1, while Manchester United came from behind to beat the bottom club Sunderland 2-1. You can catch up with all the latest sports news and results at our website, bbc.com/sport. But for now, that's the latest BBC Sport. The BBC.